Hello everyone, my name is Pamela Hernandez, and today I am going to be speaking with Janice Inatomi. Jan was an intern for the Tournament of Roses Parade, also known as the Rose Parade, and she specifically worked with the social media team, and she's going to be, talking to us about that today. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pam. Thanks so much for having me. It's nice to be back.
Thank you so much for agreeing to this. It's always a pleasure. I guess one of the first questions that I have for you was just, how was the experience working for something like the Rose Parade, who is like this big name that everybody knows, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely amazing. You see it all the time at the very beginning of every year. It's a really big production. There's over 40,000 volunteers helping out, whether that is with the floats themselves or the white coats who are in charge of running parade day. It's a whole organizational thing. But you know, the funny thing is that everybody's a volunteer. We donate over 40 hours a week at sometimes, all on volunteer hours. This is a volunteer run event, and that to me is the craziest thing about it. But yeah.
How was it working for, like, in a team? And what did you specifically do? Like, what was your niche, I guess?
Yes. Working with the social media team with the Tournament of Roses Parade was probably one of the most enriching times I've ever had to have. They put a lot of trust into you and a lot of trust in your abilities, I guess. From the get-go, they were always very open with us and what they needed and what they were looking for. I was mostly a photographer, actually, for the Rose Parade. It's kind of funny, I was on the social media team, but I was actually getting the content done for them. So I was always out on the field, running back and forth with SD cards, giving them SD cards, and then coming back to take more photos. It was a very continuous thing, but like I said, it was very enriching because you kind of watched your skills get even stronger as the days went on, where you kind of saw the angles to get and the moments to really make sure you're capturing and what to look out for and how to angle your camera and kind of find out more ways to do certain things, whether that was collecting photos and videos and talking to people and visitors who were there. It was definitely a continuously learning thing, but yes, very enriching.
Oh, that sounds so good, especially for like a college student, mm-hmm. to just kind of be there in the moment and I guess put all of like everything that they've learned into practice. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you saw the value in that, and that you weren't just like, oh my god, they're making me run around with the camera and I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Would you say that like photography is something that every, you know, social media person should know, or PR person should know?
I think with anything, it's good to have just extra skills on hand, especially if you're like me, who is a PR major, but who's more leaning more so towards social media. Being able to take good quality photos, I think, is a really good quality to have and a very good skill that companies can use you for. You know, like maybe that be when you first get into these entry-level jobs, being able to take beautiful, clear photos, but also photos that are in the moment. Not mm-hmm. posed photos, and being able to capture moments that these companies are looking for and how to angle yourself and be able to get them is also a very good and very helpful skill to have, I personally think, especially if you're going to go more so into social media work like I am.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I remember taking my first photography class in like high school, and they were always like, angles were everything and perception was everything. So it was like, you could take so many photos of like the same thing, but the angles and the viewpoints that you were getting them at were like made all the difference and captured, I guess, the authenticity of the person or the item that you were taking a photo of. So that's really true.
Yeah.
What is something that you would recommend to someone that would want to work with a company like the Rose Parade?
I mean, put yourself out there. Definitely, that's the biggest thing. You never know what you can get or what you can even do if you just put yourself out there. I know that sounds cheesy, but you really never know, and you never know who you're going to meet. Whether that be connect on LinkedIn, send them a message like, I'm hoping to get into the sector when I graduate from college. I'm really looking into going into this kind of area. I would love to chat with you if you have time to talk about your experience, or just putting yourself out there, I think, is the hardest but the easiest, ironically, way to get into the field, in any field really. But yeah, put yourself out there, because like I said, you never know who you're gonna meet, and with organizations like the Rose Parade, they're always welcoming a lot of people. And I think the greatest thing about working with the Rose Parade was honestly just how much dedication everyone has, and it's not for money. They're doing it because they want to be there, and the people who are there want to be there, not for money, but to be able to put on this whole experience, to show for millions of viewers, not only in California, but across the country, you know? And I think that is just such an enriching thing, as well as like being able to put such belief in college interns. Like, I would have never thought they would have given me a chance to photograph corporate floats and then be able to send those photos directly to those corporate places. So definitely take a chance, because you never know where it's going to take you.
It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Jan. Thank you so much for giving me your time. And
of course.
Just for a little bit of a recap, Jan worked for the Rose Parade as a college intern, specifically in their social media team. She also has experience elsewhere and has run the Instagram for some of our school social media sites, and also for the Laverne chapter of Phi Sigma Sigma. She is their PR chair. Are there any plugs that you would like to shout yourself out in, Jan?
Just if anybody wants, they can connect with me on LinkedIn at any time. I'm always free to talk about anything and anything. And yeah, it's just my name, Jonathan and Tomi. But yeah, shoot me an email, send me a chat on LinkedIn at any time. I'm free to talk. But yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Look up Jonathan and Tomi on LinkedIn. You can also look up myself, Pamela Hernandez, on LinkedIn, or _Pam Hernandez on Instagram as well. Thank you so much.